Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here in Audio Bay. Out for a walk again. Feeling much, much better today. This head cold has just about kicked the bucket itself. Self-destructed. It's nice to get out in the fresh air, but it is extremely windy. Incredible winds at times. But the skies are not rain-laden and haven't been for the past 2 or 3 hours, so it's looking good, and I think tomorrow's to be nice. But that was just an aside, really, just documenting the conditions that I'm walking in and talking in. Listen to an interesting piece of audio from Dean Reed. Dean was talking about cutting ties and finding his spaces in his life. I think that was the title, or it was along those along those lines. Anyway, the cold obviously still affecting the brain. But one of the things that Dean talked about, or I think it was the mainstream really, was that when he was away out in the hills that he dearly loves, those glorious and awesome hills down there, that he's been filtering out all the extraneous intrusions. I'm not even sure if I can put those two words together, but he wants to be clear in his head to see and hear what's going on round about him, to soak in and absorb all the sounds, sights and sounds of his surroundings. Gurgling brooks and wind in the trees and possibly the sound of nature. And so he's actually stopped sticking earbuds in his ears to free himself up for that. So he doesn't even listen to audio booze or music when he's out and about. And I find that quite interesting, because I kind of found myself since I got into audio boo, and I'm not quite sure how long it is ago now, 2 years, 3 years, it's not any more than that. And music was the biggest media item in my life. I listen to music by whatever means, but I wasn't a great person for putting earbuds in, to be honest with you. I listened to music by headphones, or if it was in the house, or usually just in the car, put the radio on or put a CD on. And then along came Audio Boo, and I found that the best way to listen to Audio Boo was when I was out and about. And by that I mean just out of the house. I could be in the garage, I could be washing a car or gardening, or as usual, out walking. And so Audio Boo then caused me to stick earbuds in my ears so that I could listen at all times and do the physical things, practical things in my life, and still be tuned in to the stories and the tales that people were putting up. And so, in that respect, when I heard Dean say that he was taking out, excuse the wind, and I've even got my hairy spoffle on, well, the microphone has, and that wind's still really strong. So when Dean said that he was taking those earbuds out and listening to nothing whatsoever when he was out in his church, that was the expression he used, not the religious church, but his church. In other words, his... You know, God said in the Bible, and I'm not preaching here by any means. In fact, it was a part of the reading on Sunday at our Mass was when God sees you pray in that private place. And so, relating back to Dean, the church he's talking about is his private place, and this private place is Dean Reed. His self, his being, and all that's around him is his private place. And he didn't want any intrusions into that. And that, you know, that was wonderful. So it made me think about what, you know, a man who is less than half my age is already planning and sorting out his life to get his quiet and private place sorted out before he gets further on in life. And I think that was great, because so much is going on around about us, media-wise, so much. I know there's been so much talk about online presence, and online this and online that, and offline. But it really is. It's we are media-bound at the moment. Not all of us, of course, because I have a wife that doesn't still know how to switch a mobile phone on. But and I respect her for that, truly. In fact, in certain aspects, I kind of envy her that she doesn't need that in her life. Now, whether I could go along a walk or through my chores during the day and have nothing in my ears in whatever shape or form, I'm not sure I could do that. You may say, well, why don't you try it? But I love what I've got. I love the community that I've got in Audioboo. And when it's not Audioboo, I would dearly love music. Many of you know my addiction to music. In fact, over the past good number of days now, I didn't Audioboo because I had switched off, not deliberately, something switched off in me. I listened to the odd Audioboo. But what I did do was, I listened to music. So I didn't go without two wee white things stuck in my lugs. I didn't go into a quiet place like Dean and just absorb all that was going around about me. If I didn't have Audioboo, I had to have music, and which was great because I caught up in a lot of classical music that I had transferred into my iPhone and that I hadn't got around to listening to, and some wonderful, wonderful stuff. And so for that period of time, I'd been listening and catching up with that music and actually saying to myself each day, this is fantastic, you know, I really should listen to music more. I kind of cut it off because I'm listening to Audioboo all the time, and I almost felt guilty in the past if I put music on and ignored some Audioboos that were still on my timeline in my stream. And it's weird, isn't it? Because it wasn't as if those people were sitting saying, hey, that bugger Mac, he's not listening to my audio that I've put on, he's skipped by that and he's listening to some classical music or whatever. So it is a wee bit weird how the mind plays around. So could I or would I even want to go through not my life, because Dean's not talking about his whole life, but could I do what I normally do during each day or when I'm out and about and not have earbuds in and just soak up everything, the ambience around me? I don't know that I could, and I don't even know that I would want to. But then I'm at an age now, you know, 64, and I've had a great life, and I guess I've been listening to stuff all my life, mainly music, and over the past few years, of course, music and audioboo. And I just find that there's so much out there to listen to that it's almost impossible for me to turn that off and not tune in, as it were. But Dean was also talking about cutting off ties in regards to mobile phone contracts. And in regard to that, he's obviously found a great package that suits him. But in the same respect as Dean has cut ties regarding contracts, I'm not sure I could do that either, because I depend on my contract to supply me with the data to listen to Audioboo. If I could take Audioboo out of my life, I guess I could, because I'd just have music on my phone. I wouldn't need all that data stuff. And apart from the odd text or email or something like that, I could live quite happily with a much cheaper bundle, if you like, with my supplier. But I don't want to, and unfortunately so I have to pay the cost. But it's just so interesting to hear a young man who was only 30, just a babby, sorting out his life and creating that private place for himself and cutting everything out of that apart from what is actually around him at the time. And I think that's wonderful. I know Dean spoke about some other things in that audio, and I can't honestly remember at this particular moment what all those were. But it wasn't so much how much he said or the other parts he said. It was the idea that was behind Dean doing all this and finding that space. And you know how I am. I'm constantly striving to get away to a quiet place. But as I said, I'm well on in life now. And I've been through it all and reared a family, and I've had enough of the biz and that. And you may ask yourself, well, or ask me and for that matter, if I did get my dream and got away to a quiet place on the west coast of Scotland, I'd miss birdsong. No, probably get it anyway. But would I then do Dean Reid? Would I then do what Dean Reid's doing and saying, well, I found this kind of paradise over here, so why am I still sticking earbuds in my ears and neither listening to audio booze or listening to music when there's so much beautiful nature around me? Would I do that? And I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I could or even would want to. And that may sound strange that you're seeking out I may be seeking out a quiet spot on this earth in a true physical sense, not in Dean's, I guess, mental sense. But I'm not sure I could or I would. But maybe if I was 30 and listening to Dean Reid talking about what he's doing, maybe I'd be influenced by that and try and go down that line. It's so difficult nowadays, I think, and others have talked about the modern way of life. We're tied into technology, we're tied into mobile devices and computers and online this and online that. And I say tied in because I think we do. I think we do. We get tied in, or we tie ourselves in. But we are who we are at the end of the day. But we can also make something of ourselves if we seriously sit down and sort things out in our life. I'm not sure that I've actually got to the whole point behind what I started out to say. I'll just finish by saying that I do admire Dean for taking that attitude and finding his private place. His private place with nature. Whenever he's with nature, that's what's going to be in his ears, and not by means of earbuds, but his natural oral cavities. And how many of us, to be honest, go through our daily lives without having earbuds or speakers or some other means playing away and blotting out the natural ambience that's around us? I sit in a morning hangout with some friends in the mornings whenever I can, and switch off for half an hour from the world, if you like. Or at least I try to switch off from the world in a quiet house. Sometimes I play music, sometimes I don't, and if it's music, it's classical music. But sometimes I just sit there, and all I hear is the sounds of the house in the background. The radiator's creaking as the heating, and the boiler kicks in or switches off, or the birdsong, even through double glazed windows. had a letterbox going. And if I could be as brave as Dean Reed and say, never mind that half an hour, how about a good part of your day doing that? Yeah, that would be something worth trying. Good on you, Dean. I hope what I said made sense. Well, it made some sense at least. Thanks for listening in. Cheery bye the now.